You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if you told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, yo.
What's happening?
This is the movie show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
Do you know what an ORSPS is?
No idea.
We made it up. It stands for Online Radio Station Podcasting Service.
That's really long.
ORSPS.
Right, yeah, I should come up with a shorter thing.
Write it down and then say it a couple of times and then it just rings. It just like flows out your mouth.
That's why we made it ORSPS.
Yeah. ORSPS.
Online Radio Station and Podcasting Service was a little long. But half the time people don't know what that is unless they listen to the movie show. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, so
I'm going to make a shirt.
Thank
like
you for
that.
Breaking it down. I would have been stuck this whole time.
They always say this. ORSPS.
After the show, what's an ORSPS? Yeah. So I'm Sash.
My name's Ryan.
And Timothy.
And we are talking Spider-Man.
And?
No Way Home.
And why? Spider-Man.
Because we watched it.
We finally watched it.
It didn't take that long. Compared to our other stuff, we've done stuff like years off.
Yeah, true.
So this was actually quite quick.
This was hyped. This film was so hyped.
Yeah.
It was like the most hyped film for 2021.
The only thing for me is I wish we did this sooner. Because like, you know, we had done a whole lot of other stuff before. You know, because I mean, when was this released? It was released?
December.
16th, I think. 16th December.
And we're in the new year already.
We are already in the new year.
Like, what took us so long?
We had to think about it.
We're waiting for the rest of the audience to see it, so we're not spoiling everything.
True.
You see?
And we are spoiling.
We're ahead of the curve.
We are spoiling.
Except that this was spoiled for me because I was, I think I watched it on the Friday and that week coming up to the Friday.
You watched it the Friday the week after, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the week after. And then already, Sasha already came to me and she's like, listen, I'm just letting you know, Google is ruining it for everybody.
And I didn't do anything, right? I was good.
And I was on YouTube. Yeah, not even a face reaction, nothing like that. And I was on YouTube for some other reason. And then one of the videos there, bah!
Spoil.
And I was just like, oh.
You at least, I had someone literally message me. So they watched it on the 16th. And then they messaged me about something completely else. It wasn't, we weren't even talking Spider-Man. No, in fact, we were talking about another film that came out on Netflix with Sandra Bullock called The Unforgivable, I think. We were talking about that film. And then she went and said, and Andrew Garfield was really cool. I was like, no. She just, no. I literally looked away from, I was like, no, she didn't. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
But at least he was in it. I watched him in it, so it wasn't.
I was watching one of my kids' cartoons on YouTube. There's like a Disney Junior section, and they've even got the multiverse in there. Like literally, they got Gwen, they got what was his name?
Miles
and Peter Parker, and Peter like the hairstyle, and like he's a geek, and the whole thing. I was just like, wow, they really, really took this. Oh, and Peter Parker's that one. It's called Spidey and something Friends or whatever. Has even got like this little gadget, so you know it's on the whole play of, you know, he's like the new Iron Man type of thing because he's got his gadgets. Oh. And he's even got this little, it was pretty cool. I think that would have messed it up for me already if I had not.
If you'd gone on there. Any spoils?
No, I was away at a no Wi-Fi, no Wi-Fi lodging.
That's what we
very
need
nice,
to do.
So you were out of reality. There was no way it was going to get spoiled.
I watched
for
it
you.
Like 2 weeks after it came out, so I was sorted.
Did you have a clue? What was your expectation?
I had very high expectations, extremely high, because Marvel had been hyping this forever. And were those expectations met? No.
Oh!
No.
Really, eh?
No, none of them.
None of them?
One of them was, Andrew Garfield was in.
Okay,
was
there we go.
That was
there
all that made me happy.
This is
the
hectic.
Rest, I'm not.
What? Yeah. What were your, what other expectations did you have?
I don't know. A good storyline for one would have been nice. What was the storyline of this? They just tried to save all the villains.
Yeah.
That was
it. I honestly didn't expect that to happen.
And Aunt May died randomly. Like, nobody knew what was happening.
I saw that coming. Hey, I actually
did see it coming. But
the trailer gave that away for me. I actually am not watching trailers anymore. I could predict the movie. I actually sat there going, I know this because of the trailer. Like, literally, I knew either Aunt May died or Happy died. That was a standard. The trailer gave that away.
Oh, yes. Okay. I remember that now.
I was literally like, when she died, I was like, oh, shame. But other people were crying. I was like,
I would have been more active if Happy died, actually. Mm. Yeah, I would have been really
annoyed. Because he was in from the first, like, obviously there was Hulk before, but, like, the proper, they started with Iron Man, and he was in from, like, that. Yeah. He's the reason that poor Bettany's vision, like, he's almost the Marvel Universe in himself. Yeah.
There wasn't any love for Aunt May in this movie. I feel like you had to like her from previous movies.
Previous films, yeah. Which I...
Which I did. I liked her. She was cool. She was that cool aunt. But
for me, she was too young. She was the young... Like, Spider-Man and Aunt May just kept getting younger with each version that came out.
Well, I don't actually know why in the first one Aunt May was so old. Because it's not like it's Grand May. It's literally Aunt May.
Aunt May, yeah.
So that was a little weird. Because in that one, she was more of a grandmother figure.
Mother, yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that the aunt is quite close to your mother's age. So, like, this made logical sense, I guess.
That is true.
Makes so much sense.
Okay, so what other expectations did you have?
Okay. Firstly, I didn't like the fact that they saved all the villains. I felt like, what is the point of them fighting and trying to beat all these other villains in previous movies if they're just going to save these guys now? And then, to add on to the hate, they managed to save all the villains, but why couldn't they save the Gwen Stacy from Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Like, all of these villains go back and go back to their, like, storylines alive and well and whatever, but Gwen Stacy couldn't come back. And you see all the Spider-Men just returning to their... Because they've been through it all. They killed all these guys. They were their older versions. So they've technically been through it all. So what healing did they actually
get? See, that would have been cool because she knew Spider-Man.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
There was the possibility of her actually coming back. But they did do the whole play thing where the Spider-Man, as in Andrew Garfield, had the opportunity to save...
Yeah,
but he could have saved her. He actually could have... Yeah. They could have... Like, it could have happened again with Gwen.
But do you think they did that? Because if you look at Spider-Man, like, there's always a sore point. So for Peter, it was the fact that Aunt May was still gone. And for Andrew Garfield's character, it was still
the fact... No, but Uncle Ben was still gone. So,
but how connected was he, though, to Ben?
Yo, Uncle Ben ruined the first movie. That brought tears to the eyes of the audience. It was sad stuff.
You missed the other half of the film because...
Yeah, so I couldn't see through my tears. It was too sad. No, it was yeah.
And for me also, like, they did the choice of villains. So I was actually disappointed that they didn't bring back the two Harry Osborns. Like, why didn't they bring...
I was expecting him to come. But although I must say that the Green Goblin is like quite a... He's quite a nasty... he's quite a strong character. He's actually quite a nasty little bug. Yeah.
But like, why didn't... Because it would have been cool... Because you know in The Amazing Spider-Man, Harry Osborn takes... Doesn't he become Green Goblin?
But you see, the thing is, I don't think they could bring him back because the storyline was that they could save everybody. All the villains and stuff like that. Harry Osborn had cancer or something, or that disease... He had that disease killing him, the same one his father had. So therefore, like, there's no way to cure it. So they couldn't bring him into the storyline and then try to cure the dude.
It was probably just too complicated.
It would have been a downer.
They were like, we're going to bring him back, but what if we're
going to... We're going to save all the villains, but hey, you still got your disease.
But so. It would have been cool to see the different Green Goblins also. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, bringing... Now they're like, wait, what? You're also Harry... Do you understand what I'm saying?
True. Like, but there was enough awkwardness going around for...
Yeah.
Like, even when the villains met, it was just so weird.
Yes, I agree.
I felt like this movie had too much awkwardness to actually, like, make it enjoyable. Like, everything was just... Like, Peter was like, hi, guys. Hi, I'm Peter, but not your Peter. And then he was like, what? And you just took too long to understand what was going on, even though the audience already knew.
You know... Now that you say it, their entrance could have been better though, because they just walked on like they were a guest in the show, you know?
Yeah.
That is true.
Hey, we're here. And
spotlight, everything.
Do you know what I think was the problem, actually? So we had Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man where it was just him. Then we had Andrew Garfield, where it was just him. Now you have Tom Holland, right? And I think what they wanted to do was make it about Tom Holland because it is his Spider-Man. So they brought in the others, but they still focused on Tom Holland, which I understand why they did it. But at the same time, I think that's what caused the like guest artist appearance effect, yeah. Because now it's, oh no, it's about Tom Holland, but yeah, is guest star Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And there was also no villain of Tom Holland's there, essentially.
Yes.
It was all the other Spider-Man's villains.
Yeah.
That they were now dealing with.
And then they also like they hinted on other, because have you also seen those videos going around saying these are the people that were in the, you know,
as
the,
as it appeared.
They're speculating like which villains were coming from. Yeah.
Plus Venom, he was there.
No, that,
and then he just showed up in the end.
That was no. That what that's the one.
That annoyed
I have
me.
Two sore points with this film. The first is Tom Hardy's screen time. I was mad.
Very annoyed.
I was like, what was the point? You might as well not have put him in, like the way you carried on. And then they're like, no, but they needed the symbiote to get into the universe.
But that was supposed to be his villain. That was gonna be his
that would have been cool.
Yeah. Doesn't that sort of set up expectations for the next film?
Yeah, but they keep doing that. Stop setting up expectations and reach expectations.
Yeah, fulfill expectations.
Yeah. They literally hyped up
Marvel?
Spider-Man
what
for
the hell,
forever.
Man.
Yeah.
What the hell,
on you.
Marvel?
Yeah.
Can you see what you've done?
No, that was a sore point when he literally was just in the end credit scene. It was like,
yeah.
I mean, I get what they did by leaving a little bit of the symbiote behind, but no.
They could have done that, but still had Tom Hardy in it.
Yeah.
And then the second sore point, I don't know if you guys will agree with me on this, but this was a sore point for me. They didn't bring in the other two film soundtrack.
Yes.
That would have been so
like Electro
cool.
soundtrack.
Oh.
That was so I was waiting. I was literally looking when he was jumping between the pylons.
Yes.
And I was like, I need this like
they
soundtrack.
They didn't even like sometimes they'll do it especially like I know Hamilton, the musical, they do this brilliantly. That what they'll do is they'll tease a melody in the current song. So they're not changing to the other song, but they're bringing the melody somehow.
Yeah.
Like they could have done that because Andrew Garfield also, he has a spider, like each of the Spider-Man soundtracks obviously are different, but they could have like sort of teased it when there's nothing, not even, I was like, really?
That was bad.
And the Amazing Spider-Man soundtrack, like that soundtrack is amazing.
It
like,
really is.
That is such a good film score.
That was Hans Zimmer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
It was so good. And then nothing. I was like, why? Why didn't they? Yeah, so those were my two disappointments. Hate.
Yeah,
just Tom Hardy screen time, and the soundtrack.
Why were all the villains appearing, but yet the Spider-Men who like Andrew Garfield and them were just chilling the whole time?
Yeah, that's true.
Like things are happening, and you guys were like in an alley and undressed in your civilian clothes. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
We wanted you to come help earlier, and you weren't there.
You know what I think they tried to do? I think they were trying to keep up the expectation that they weren't in the film.
Yeah, I see why they did. I know. But they could have given Andrew Garfield so much more screen time and it would have been amazing.
We were speaking after seeing the film and someone actually said this was the most well-known secret of all time. Like everyone knew that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire were going to be in this
and
film.
And someone probably got fired over leaking that footage.
No, they didn't.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Unless they did it on purpose.
I think they did.
I'm like, that guy's famous. Do we even know who leaked that footage?
I don't think so.
We just know the deepfake.
Just rocked up somewhere. I saw it, and then I was still looking in that specific sequence. That shot, I'm like, there it is.
You could spot it.
That's it. I'm like, brilliant.
Yeah. No, that was crazy.
But after the movie, like, they were going back through a whole bunch of interviews, especially with Tom Holland. And there was one where him, Zendaya, and the other dude were busy watching the trailer. And there was that scene where, you know, when all the three Spider-Man land on the roof and they have their poses?
Mm.
Tom Holland goes like, wait, where's? And then he like pauses and he's like, wait, I didn't say anything. And Zendaya and them are like sitting back like,
Because he knew they'd take
it
out.
But I'm glad it didn't ruin anything and that, it was good stuff. I like the fact that they kept it secret.
Yeah.
My whole cinema went crazy when Andrew Garfield
I screamed.
I screamed so much.
I was like, I'm going to scream.
What?
But I knew he was coming. And then when I saw the suits, I knew it was him.
Yeah.
But when that happened, I was like, this is the moment they bring.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. And you know what? Like we went to the cinema and we were speaking to the lady that helped us with our tickets beforehand. And she was saying that the cinemas have been so quiet. Obviously since 2020, like I don't know how cinemas have made it. And she said for them, they they thought Fast 9, I don't know why they thought Fast 9 would bring people back, but they did. And it didn't happen. And she said this is the first time since pre-COVID that the cinemas have been like back to...
They've picked up,
you know, they've packed it out. Mm. In fact, the cinema I went to had a 7 o'clock show, and the 7 o'clock show filled out, and they then made a 7:15 show. So they added a cinema for No Way Home to screen it. So for me, that was really cool. I think cinemas really needed No Way Home.
Won't last long though, because they'll realize it was a bad movie.
Oh, I don't know if all people will feel like that, but I do. I feel like they did. If they never brought Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire in, oh my goodness.
Agreement there.
So at least they did that.
They could have done some other cool stuff.
They could have. They really could have.
They could have done so much. Mm. Like, even just the fact that there was nothing happening, like, with restoration of the Spider-Man. Like, the only thing was that they got to meet each other, and it was a little awkward meet and greet kind of thing. And then by the time they went back, by the way, that line that Andrew Garfield did of, like, I love you guys. That was improvised. Yes. I love that. That was very cool.
Yeah, no, that was a cool moment. Stop. And even when, like, Tobey Maguire was saying to Andrew Garfield, no, you are amazing. No, say it after me. You are amazing. That was pretty cool. And then also, Electro referenced Miles from the Spider-Man, the animated one, where he said, he basically said, it would have been better if you were black.
Yeah.
Which he obviously referenced to, Miles. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Do you know that? Because for me, I was also like, shame. Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire didn't even go to the premiere. Like, that is like the most hyped film of the century. They didn't go to the premiere.
They didn't want to, or they couldn't.
No, I don't think they could.
They were that would ruin
because
them
then
everybody.
Everyone would have not. Okay, I suppose they
I would have smuggled them in. Yeah. I would have smuggled them in as like staff or something.
Do you know what they did? The two of them actually went to a cinema. I don't know which cinema. I don't think it was the one where it premiered. But on opening night, they went to a cinema with baseball caps and masks and snuck in and watched like just the cinema react to it. So they did actually see it on opening night. Nice. But I thought that was pretty cool that the two of them snuck into a cinema. Like, you could have been in the cinema where Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire were there and you wouldn't have known. You literally wouldn't have known. It would have been cool if afterwards they came out and like...
Hi, guys.
Thanks for watching.
Hi, that was us. We're back.
Yeah. What happens next? Okay, gotta go.
Yeah.
Although they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. No. Although, Tom Holland has been signed on for another 3 Spider-Man films.
I can't.
There's another. Although, do you know what? For the first time, I accepted Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Yes, of course. I've always accepted him as Spider-Man.
No, I didn't. I was like, this brat got a lucky with Iron Man, and like just happened to. I was like, you know what, Shame? He's now able to be called Spider-Man because he's had to sacrifice.
Yeah. I like Tom Holland.
Now I'm not. Andrew Garfield is still my favorite.
Yeah.
And I was so heart sore when there was the whole fallout with Sony because I was like, Andrew Garfield is joining the MCU. That is freaking cool. And then they changed him and I was like, ah. So I don't know if you remember. That was like years ago. I was so heart sore over that. But there's talks that they're going to make The Amazing Spider-Man 3 now.
They have to. Come on, please.
And there's talks that Tom Hardy will be in that one as Venom.
Okay. Then I'm happy. I don't mind.
That'll
be
a good film.
Yeah.
That'll be a good film.
Life is happy. Life is good.
Yeah. If they do that. If they don't do that.
But how pathetic was the ending of No Way Home? Like, think about it. Everybody just forgot him. Like, everything was futile. Literally.
And why did he run? Why did he leave? Like, when the spell was cast, why did he have to go? Like, he could have stayed there and been like, listen, guys, this is what happened.
Well, think about how they would have reacted. They would have been like, all fanboy and fangirl and been like, oh, you're Spider-Man. Oh my word, this is so cool. We know the Spider-Man's identity. Take a picture and post it.
This is the part where the ending of, you know, the girlfriend dying or... what was it?
Gwen.
No. Not the girlfriend dying. The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think it was Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
Where at the end, he deserts the girlfriend because that's just...
You can't have a girlfriend.
It's the pace of a superhero.
Yeah.
This is the same thing.
No,
not everybody
not
can
thing.
Know Spider-Man.
No, but here's the thing, okay? So think about not just the Spider-Man series. Think about like Avengers and the MCU world as a whole, okay? Iron Man essentially sacrificed his life so that he could save Peter. Like, that was their whole goal. That was the thing that was driving him the most. Peter's on-screen death in Avengers Infinity War like tore everybody's hearts and like everybody was so broken. And that's what kept Tony going. But now he's been saved. Now, like, nobody, not even the Avengers, nobody knows who this guy is. So it was essentially Iron Man's death all for nothing.
Hmm. No, but he's still going to, like, save people.
Yeah,
he's
but...
still going to be a superhero.
Nah, that's pathetic.
He has to keep his identity.
Can
again.
I be it's honest? Awesome. I feel like they're doing... they're falling into the series trap where there's no resolution. It's just
yes.
we end it so that we can make another one.
Yes.
And we do an end scene with Tom Hardy.
That leads you on to the next one.
Yes.
But then all the movies are trash. No. Every movie since Endgame has been trash. I have not been happy with any movie since. And they keep hyping up the next one. They keep, at the end of Venom, they're like, oh no, he's going to appear in Spider-Man. Yay. Was he there? Was he?
No, he wasn't. Tom Hardy was not in Spider-Man.
Hated it.
He was as much in Spider-Man as Tom Holland was in Venom. Like,
dude didn't even pay his bill. He literally just rocked up, got drunk, and headed out.
I was unhappy about that. And there was one part where they could have brought it in. They were speaking about aliens. There was one part that I don't know if you remember. The three of them were speaking about aliens, and I literally thought, I was like, "This is Venom's coming in now."
Yeah.
And he didn't. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Because Andrew Garfield was like, "I haven't fought an alien.
Yes.
That's his chance."
Yes. Yeah. He was like, "Hello." But maybe they're now linking that up with the Amazing Spider-Man 3.
If there's an Amazing Spider-Man,
then we'll 3, be fine.
That will be the movie that might redeem Marvel.
I actually Anything think I'd be more now? Hyped. No, not think. I'll be more hyped for the Amazing Spider-Man 3 than I was for No Way Home.
But the Amazing Spider-Man 3 currently has more going for it than a new Spider-Man
movie.
Yeah,
it's true.
Because even at the post-credit scenes of 1 and 2 had that guy in the boulder hat, remember?
Mm.
And like he kept showing up and you're like, this is very confusing.
Mm.
And now, like... you still want to find out what happened to that dude. You still want to find out, because remember he mentioned in No Way Home, Andrew Garfield was saying how he went through like a rough patch.
Yes.
And he's essentially linking at the fact that he might have killed people because of how strong he is and he wasn't holding his punches anymore.
Mm.
So now to be able to see that would be very cool. And maybe Venom sees him like not pulling his punches, goes after him and then like...
So you're saying
lovely.
So you're saying there's like almost like a time that's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now's the time.
And
now's
they did
the
zero
time to fulfill that.
But
that
they
section.
Have to almost, because they nearly did zero healing for Andrew Garfield
yeah,
in
they
this
really
new
didn't.
One. It's like he caught MJ. Yay. He
but it wasn't
regularly.
His he yeah, no. Everyone was like, ah.
Plus, what was MJ and the other dude doing the whole film? They literally like they had one job, and that was to take the thing through the portal and then get away.
And then
and
couldn't
they
close
failed.
It, yeah.
And then, like, even in the beginning of the film, they weren't really doing much. They were just babysitting the villains in the manor. Like, I just didn't know what these guys were doing.
There's also speculation, though, because you know Ned in the film keeps, like stating,
powers.
I will never become your enemy, because obviously the other two,
yeah.
Harry became, like, the archenemy type of thing. And then a lot of people have now, because apparently Ned, there is a villain version of Ned.
Yeah, of course there is.
Yeah, so they now saying that he's going to become a villain. Like, that was linking to...
Hmm. I almost viewed that as more of, like, an inside joke.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's actually going to happen, but I viewed it more as, like, a... haha, this is funny because it happened to all the other Spider-Men, but it's not going to happen to me. You know?
Can I be honest? With the MCU, like Endgame and Infinity War, they did... I've never experienced anything like that in my
yeah.
lifetime, and I don't think... I don't know if
don't,
we will
yeah.
ever again. So No Way Home was very close. It was a very good... like the way people responded in the cinema, that's what I'm talking about. Like, people were that involved.
I think people, at least in my cinema, people only cheered when Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire rocked up, and then also when they were all three swinging together and they did
yeah.
their little landing thing.
Yeah.
That was the only time
yeah.
cheering happened. But I think the only link to Endgame that I'm actually seeing between the two was the hype beforehand.
Mm.
Because remember there was that pause between when they released Infinity War and Endgame and everybody was sitting on the edge of their seats. Like, every MCU fan was depressed because everybody was gone, and then Endgame happened. So I think that was... this gave me so much Endgame feel before the thing, but then
it
just didn't reach up to its expectations.
For me, so obviously the MCU's gone off to series now. My favorite series still to this day is WandaVision, but Hawkeye, I did watch Hawkeye. Hawkeye was very good. I thoroughly actually enjoyed Hawkeye, and they also linked it back to the Black Widow film, which was really cool. So I don't know if maybe, I don't know what's happening with the MCU, but yeah.
Yeah, but then now this is the time. Because remember, DC's always been big into series.
Series, yeah.
So now that Marvel's moving into series, DC should come in with their movies.
Movies, yeah.
DC has the potential to pull off an Endgame. Like, because as far as it goes, I think DC's better than Marvel. Not in the realm of movies or series or anything.
I think that's the problem you have.
Oh,
the problem is that you're a DC fan.
No, but think about it. Okay, here's my issue with Marvel. Marvel doesn't appreciate life. DC is nearly full of the idea of, like, don't kill, protect life. Like, we don't do that. How many people have the Avengers killed? Like, those guys are in the millions by now.
They destroyed New York, I mean, a couple of times.
Not even when they're fighting an enemy. Think about when they fight those guys at, like, the bases of the Hydra thing. They kill everybody there. Like, everybody's literally dead. I think Iron Man has, like, 100 on-screen kills, if that. You know? And whereas, like, DC, Batman has gone so many movies without killing anybody. That is the difference there. DC is more realistic, and that's why I think it will do so much better.
This is hectic.
Well, okay.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, DC, hire me. I'm ready. Come, let's go.
I am looking forward to the Batman, but it's not because it's DC. I'm looking forward to the Batman because of the cast. So, which is allowing me for a letdown, but I'm willing to watch it. Normally, I'm like, I'm not interested. I'm good.
No, I'm keen because they're taking a darker approach. All the other Batman have been low-key dark, but not, like, dark enough. Because the Batman is literally, he gives PTSD to nearly all of the villains he fights. Like, there's literally a whole psych ward for villains who have encountered Batman.
Oh,
like,
so that's what he does. He doesn't kill them, but
they're
never the same.
Yeah, he mentally scars them.
Which is better, though?
I don't know, but anyway, think about the trailer. When he beat that gangster,
at least you don't have to suffer.
You were like, whoa.
Okay, yeah, but this is now, whoa.
No, we're not having a moral debate, but anyway. Still, I'm kind of like, when I saw the trailer, I knew, I'm so happy. Can't wait. Anyway.
Ryan, I think you enjoyed Spider-Man.
I did.
I enjoyed it.
Why did you enjoy it? I want to hear why you enjoyed it.
You see, the problem here is that so, like, there were certain things about it that started opening up. So obviously I knew, okay, cool, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, cool. But, like, and just a small example, like a whole lot of questions have just been opened up. For me, that's just taken me away from, okay, this is the normal film. It's become unpredictable, the storyline, as in what can happen next. But so e.g., Spider-Man, Peter Parker and Happy at the end, and they're at the tombstone of Aunt May.
Yeah.
And it's like, did you know Spider-Man? Yes, through her. And it's like, wait.
Yeah.
How did you know Spider-Man, but you're not recognizing the guy that's standing before you type of thing? And this is like, okay, whoa, hang on. So there, like, little stuff like that out of what's happened already opens up. And then, like I said, for me, I like the fact that the Spider-Man is, you know, his friends don't know, you know, he can continue on his mission.
Don't want him to get with the girl. Like, you are happy if the guy and the girl don't get together. That is like the essence of a good
film
for you.
The problem is that when the villains find out who Spider-Man's girlfriend
is,
there's a sore spot now. Yeah. And that's not nice.
So it's a weakness. In other words, you don't want the hero to have a weakness.
They're going
to
go after the girl.
How cool would it actually have been if at the end of the movie, Tom Holland meets his version of Gwen Stacy? And that becomes like the new...
You see.
How cool.
That was one of the things that I thought could, if they did that... I was going to be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because remember, I still said, okay, fine, if they didn't do that, but let's say a girl version of Spider-Man comes in.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Because, like, even the costume and I remember in this cartoon version, she was called Ghost.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, no, but then there's speculation that they're going to do that with Gwen in The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Maybe she did come through the I don't know, but they sent everyone back. Yeah,
but then they just sent her back without realizing. That actually would be cool. And then you have Venom, her, and no, that film will be the greatest film ever.
You see?
I'm stating it. But it's not Marvel, it's Sony.
I don't care, make it.
But that's the thing.
Do it, people.
And it's interesting because Marvel and Sony had a fallout. The only reason this film happened was actually because Tom Holland, like, sat them down. He still described it as a, you know, a situation where two parents are getting divorced and then the child's like, no, don't get divorced. Do it for me. And then they don't get divorced for the child. And that's kind of what happened. Yeah, like Marvel and Sony only, like, teamed up because Tom Holland was like, please.
But then they fight in the house.
Yeah.
Because they hate each other. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You know what, Sony? You pulled your phones out of my country. We don't get a good Sony phone. Like, when else have you guys seen a good Sony phone advertising?
That's true. But so Sony films are good.
You owe me.
No, I watched a movie recently. What movie was it? And it was brilliant. And no, it was
films
Sony.
Are, yeah, look. The films are great.
Sony. I rate Sony.
Yeah.
And something else that I really enjoyed about this film, being a graphics junkie, is like, did you guys see the stunts that Tom Holland
pulled? Yeah.
Now, I looked, like, did you see all the backflips? Like, I saw some of the rehearsals they did. Now, obviously, he had a harness, but, like, he backflipped onto a car, like, perfectly land like that. Then he would backflip again onto...
And the car was moving.
Like, all of that stuff was, for real.
Look, that I have to give that to Tom Holland. Apparently, also, the first time he auditioned with Chris Evans, he, like, just did a backflip out of the blue. Chris Evans was still like...
Yeah.
What?
He backflipped on, did a line, and backflipped off again. Yeah, no. And that's what landed him the part.
You know what else actually disappointed me? I just remembered. They took these deleted scenes that we never saw.
His brother.
Yeah. So Tom Holland's brother plays a crook. There was a scene where he's stealing something and Spider-Man like attacks him and like.
That makes me mad, man.
This movie does.
the deleted like scenes that, in this film.
I would have been heartbroken if I was Tom Holland.
Did you guys watch this on YouTube? Where did you see the deleted scenes?
No, I know there's a deleted scene because I read about it. And then I also saw behind the scenes. I think his name's Harry.
Didn't his name still make it into the credits though? Or was I smoking something?
Might have. But you see him like running and then... Because there was still a... So what happened was Tom Holland was saying in an interview the ones he was hanging upside down for one of the previous films. And he was like so like... Eventually by the end of the day, he was just like, I can't do this anymore. And his brother then said to him, dude, you're Spider-Man. Shut up and just like... Deal with yourself. What's wrong with you? You're playing Spider-Man. Like, hello. And then for this film, he had to hang upside down because obviously Spider-Man caught him with the web. And by the end of the day, he was like, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I never understood. Like, I didn't get it. You can complain as much as you want.
He taught his little brother a lesson. He's like, oh, is it? Oh, really? Hey, okay. Why don't you get up here? Yeah, make me.
But the deleted scenes, they need to release those deleted scenes.
That would have been cool. At least director's cut with deleted scenes. Why would they have cut it out? Probably because it doesn't add to the story.
There was no story to add to.
Sorry. But it was also like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, but
that's fine.
Makes
it worse.
But yeah,
we wouldn't have minded.
I feel like, I feel like the whole point of this movie was purely to satisfy the wants and needs of like the geeks and nerds of the Spider-Man community.
Yeah.
Because they literally did so many things where they did little cute references here and there of like each villain got his little say about, oh, this happened or this happened. Or there was all those lines from previous movies like the power of the sun in the palm of my hand. Was that necessary? Like, yeah, it was cool. Yeah, we felt fluffy inside if you knew the references, but it didn't make the movie great.
Yeah, they went more for like trivia and references than they did like a good solid storyline.
Yeah, it was annoying. And plus, what was the point of all the previous movies and all the previous hurts and pain that was caused if the villains are just now happy and got what they wanted? Like, they're villains. They chose to go down
there. There's a reason,
don't villains deserve second chances too?
Do they?
Does they not? Was
it their fault? You just said the Avengers or the Marvel have killed off more people, so you know they deserve a second chance. You know, you gotta.
Oh, so that's why they kill off more people, because they just bring them back in the next film
to kill them again.
Plus, what kind of plot does that make the previous movies? Think about it. If they all went back now, and they were cured and whatever, what happened in the previous movies? They just didn't exist anymore. There is no Amazing Spider-Man. There's no.
I think that's where Spider-Man the question 1, 2, was.
No, but isn't it the events still happened?
They were taken at the points before they died or something.
That means
like
Harry Osborn's still alive in the first one. That means his son doesn't become a villain. That means nothing happened. Literally.
Sure.
What are they
going to remake? So they just erased
the
all the Spider-Man films.
How pathetic is that?
Basically.
And they couldn't bring Gwen Stacy back. Shame on them.
That is a good point.
If you go look up her actor, she's still alive. I promise you, she's not
Emma
dead.
Stone.
And it also felt like a Tom Holland wanting to overcompensate for like something or other by healing all these other Spider-Man villains. Like,
I must be honest, I didn't enjoy it. It was very focused on Tom Holland, and I'm like, but it had all three.
Why didn't they bring like Mysterio back and try and fix him?
Yeah,
or why didn't they bring like Tom Holland has had
Thanos
his own
back.
Fish. Yeah. Well, that would have been so cool. They actually did this one TikTok where they, you know, when Ned was opening portals,
yeah,
they he opened a portal and Thanos walked through. And I was like, do it, do it. Oh, that would.
Yeah, that would have been cool if Thanos came back.
Nah, they should have done better.
They could have done better. There was
there was literally no point.
I feel like they did. We're not mad because they brought Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire.
We're not that mad.
We're not mad because I was ready to like freak at this film if they didn't do that. But we're not fully satisfied. I think that's what it
I was means. Fully
but
satisfied.
You were fully satisfied.
I was happy.
Like fully satisfied.
100%.
That's fine. We majority vote you out. Sweet.
I'm in the middle. Oh, literally, sure. I'm in the middle here. Like I was happy, but I was disappointed with my certain points.
Yeah. Okay, but with all the hype they created, was it worth it?
Yes.
All the hype, yes. Like everything.
Absolutely.
They've been hyping this thing up for at least 3 years now. Oh. And this was a 3 years worth.
Honestly.
Gotta get views.
Honestly,
you know?
No.
Hey, they built the cinemas, people. Come on. Okay. They built the cinemas. Yes.
But they would have done that. They would have done that even if they released like a 2 second clip. Like this, the fact that they hyped it up was what brought the cinemas in. It wasn't the movie itself.
You know what? This makes me think that leak was probably on purpose.
Definitely on purpose, yeah.
Okay, but they knew we have
to. Because now people didn't want to wait. They wanted to see it in cinemas. Because like, for me it was, I don't want to have it spoiled, which I did have it spoiled. But I think that's what happened.
That guy got promoted. He didn't get fired. He got promoted. No.
But what I'm saying is, They did the best job. Like, Marvel was amazing in hyping this movie up. Like, I give them massive props. But the movie itself didn't carry enough weight.
Can I be honest? I think Marvel's marketing department sometimes is better than their storyline department.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So what you're saying is this. Guys, we got a problem. This movie's not that great. What are we going to do?
Well, we can leak some
we can give away
about
free tickets. No, that's not going to work. Spider-Man dies. We can leak some footage with the three of them.
And pretend they're not in.
No, that's stupid.
And we have Andrew Garfield say the whole time he's not in the movie in every interview.
We'll even organize the interviews. We'll tell them.
That
might just
idea.
Work.
That
okay,
might,
that's brilliant. All right, meeting adjourned.
There we go.
They had enough hype, but they didn't come through.
You know what I actually want to search on YouTube? There's a guy, I actually don't know his name, but he does pitch meetings for films. So he'll act out the pitch meeting.
Will they change the eyes? Yeah, I've seen that.
No. Okay, I don't know if it's that one. He acts the role though. So he's the producer and the scriptwriter.
Yeah, I think
so. And then he actually rips the movie to shreds because like he like says this is what happens. And I actually want to find the one for No Way Home and send it to you guys and watch it and then be like, yeah, he was right. He literally ripped even Endgame apart. And like Tenant. Ripped, as in he takes good films, and rips the script to shreds. You're like, oh, wait, that's true. That's
like
makes
how
sense
it should
at
have
all.
Ended. Have you guys seen how it should have ended on YouTube?
Something like that, but he does the pitch meeting. Huh. It's like the stupid producer. That, oh, that's good.
How it should have ended actually ruined Lord of the Rings for me, hey?
Really?
Where they were like, they should have just taken the ring with the eagles. And I was like, oh my word, don't do that.
But then
no.
They wouldn't have had a book.
I know.
And
but
a
like,
film.
No, it just annoyed me.
That's the thing. They rip it to shreds and say this story could have been over like in 2 minutes, but they decided to keep it going for 2 hours and
But I think that's the only plot hole of the whole of the Lord of the Rings. And it tears to my core.
It's showbiz, people. It's showbiz. That's the way it works.
It's true.
It's show business.
Yeah.
That's a story. What's a good story without a problem that is difficult to be solved?
That's true.
Even though, no, it's not difficult to be solved. Yeah. Look, there's 361 ways to fix the problem. There was just the one.
Wait, why specifically 361? I'm so confused. I was is that like, the number of like days in the year that they had to fix this thing or what?
You see, that's the Marvel thing I just did.
Oh my word. Oh. No, you don't have that.
I was like, wait, did I zone out for a second there? Why are we on 361?
I was very confused.
I'm glad you said it. I was also like, 361. Yeah. What is the next film? How was that Doctor Strange trailer as an end scene? Like that, they literally put the Doctor Strange trailer as the end scene.
I like that. But it enhances my point that they're trying to hype up the next thing.
Yeah, they are trying to hype up the next thing.
Because this one wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I think that's what Marvel will always do because there's always going to be a next film.
But they didn't need to do that up until the end of Endgame. Like every movie,
pre-Endgame
hyped itself.
Yeah, it was good in itself.
What was the big problem in this film?
The big problem was that it didn't. Firstly,
I'm talking about the storyline.
Okay, storyline.
It was too focused on Tom Holland.
What was the big monster that had to be killed?
There wasn't.
There wasn't. They just tried to heal everybody. That was the problem.
Wasn't it that those villains were back and they were going to now start...
The problem was the multiverse was opened.
Yes.
Wasn't that the problem?
No. Yeah, the massive problem was Doctor Strange.
And who were the other things? Who were the other beings that were about to come through?
That was everybody who knew Spider-Man.
So why didn't they come through?
Yeah, why? So what was the problem going to be?
Massive plot hole. Why did only select people come through?
Why didn't they end it on like a total cliffhanger where it's like, oh, flip. Like, oh, flip.
It's not closing. Why?
You're like,
not enough power.
And then he's like being choked to death by someone, and then Spider-Man will return in. No, they normally do it.
Matrix, the second one. That's what they did. They broke up the second one.
Apparently, before Matrix is really bad.
Yeah, I've also heard it's really bad.
I've heard it's like really terrible.
Bad. I expected it to be terrible. To be honest,
because they're bringing things back for the sake, because it was hyped then and it was good then. So they're like, guys, we need money. Well, why don't we do a Matrix 4? Brilliant. It's one of those.
Can I tell you what it feels like? It feels like one day you decide to put Christmas lights on your house and, you know, you have to get a plug outside. And so you plug it in and then, of course, you take your Christmas lights down again. And the next year you put them up on that side and then you realize the plug's too far. Because let's be honest, Matrix was like back then and the new films over here. So you're like, are you really going to, shouldn't you just create a new something different? Anyway.
Can I be honest? You know what stopped me from watching it is I actually haven't watched the first three properly.
Oh, you should watch it.
I stopped it too.
Oh, serious?
I was like, meh, I'm done. I don't need
And I don't want to watch the fourth one without having watched the first three because I'm like, I'm not going to get stuff. So, yeah, that's honestly what.
Yeah.
I did the Daniel Craig one. I did a James Bond marathon during the holiday. So we the new one is brilliant.
Love it.
But obviously that was the last of Daniel Craig. So we are doing a show. I'm telling you guys in advance, we are doing a show to discuss who the next James Bond will be.
Cool, I'm happy.
There's a whole lot of like speculation.
I haven't seen most of the old James Bonds.
So, me neither. If I nominate Tom Holland, will you?
No.
I mean, he wouldn't be the worst James Bond, but I don't think he would be
a younger
be
version.
I think
immature.
Cillian Murphy's up there.
Ooh, he's on the list. I think he'd be a brilliant James Bond.
He'd be an amazing James Bond. He has that like slickness to him.
No, it definitely would be a good James Bond. Yeah.
They have to do something different with that one though.
You see, how lame is No Way Home if we have to change the subject of the podcast? This is my point.
No, it's because
like,
we landed.
You didn't give us enough to talk
about. We're
landing
the plane. We're talking about what we're looking future to. Well, what we're looking forward to in the country that we landed.
So basically, to sum the show up, Brian liked No Way Home.
He
enjoyed it. It was good. It met all his expectations, right? Okay. I semi-liked No Way Home. I was disappointed by a few things, and I feel like they need to fix it with The Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Tim hated it.
It met one of my expectations.
DC fan.
DC fan.
No, but listen. I have respect for every other Marvel movie pre-Endgame, apart from Captain Marvel. But like every other one, which like I give Marvel its respect, but because I know DC makes bad movies. But yeah.
And we're looking forward to the Batman. We're definitely looking forward to The Amazing Spider-Man 3, which they haven't announced yet, but we're pushing for it.
I'm putting in my resignation if there's no Amazing Spider-Man 3. Yeah.
What are you resigning for? This is like the 360.
My great ideas to the world. This is my resignation.
Sure.
You shall not hear my great ideas. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So now that we've put that down on the table, we will be back next week with James Bond.
Yes. Oh, are we doing that next week?
I'll be doing it
the
next week.
The next James Bond.
Who the next James Bond will be. I've got a list. That's actually what I was doing New Year's Eve, guys. I was like sitting with a whole bunch of people and we were like scrolling through this article of who the next James Bond might be and commenting. It was a very good part of discussion.
Shouldn't have another one.
But if Cillian Murphy,
of
course they have to do another one. No, but the No Time to Die was really good. We must do that film as well.
But why aren't people actually hating on 007 like they hate on Fast and Furious? Because 007 is essentially doing the same thing where they just keep making movies.
Yeah.
And Fast and Furious is doing
but
the same thing.
But they're bringing, I think, new James Bonds. That's
why. Yeah, I get that. But
it's not the same.
Yeah, I get that.
Guarded Gadgets and Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, I want to do Mission Impossible, the new one's coming out this year. I'm doing a Mission Impossible marathon as well, so I can go watch the new one in theaters.
Preferred the, what was the one just before the most recent one?
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible.
Wasn't it Syndicate?
Yeah.
No, Syndicate's the new one. What's the newest one?
The newest one was really good.
Newest one was alright, but the one before it was better.
Wasn't it Ghost something?
Yes.
Ghost Protocol.
Yes, Ghost Protocol.
No, not Ghost Protocol. No.
Was it the one in Dubai? No.
It's the one where you remember they kidnapped that dude in the most recent one?
Mm.
From the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the one where he's the bad guy.
Mm.
Yeah. You know the one where they're in the opera?
I need to do it. Oh, yes. That one.
That's my favorite one. Because there were so many levels to that one. The one where he holds his breath forever.
That one.
Loved it.
But I need to remind myself of it. Yeah. I think we have gone well over time, but it's been a good discussion.
Yes, definitely.
Summary.
Needed.
Sucks. Worst movie.
No!
Actually, it's borderlining on Captain Marvel bad, Marvel-wise. Yeah.
For me, Andrew Garfield was in it, so I'm not going to hate on it because I like Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, but one guy can't redeem a whole trashy movie.
Andrew Garfield. For me,
Tom Holland was in
good.
It, so it was good. And he did a lot of backflips and stuff.
But how did him swinging away in the end just make everything okay? No.
Because that was him.
I liked Andrew Garfield, and they should have brought in the soundtrack, and Tom Hardy's screen time was horrific. That's my final say on it.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
We've all so decided this has been it's the movie show.
Yeah. Comment below.
Ryan agrees with us.
Comment below.
He knows we're right.
Rewind and re-listen.
We'll be back next week with James. 007.
007.
Yeah.
Which is better.
Peace.
Radio has never been better.